I thought I could get a new race car from the cereal company, but they make you pay for a ton of cereal first.
There's usually a catch when you get something for free, but not with Jesus. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Sometimes when I was sick, I'd have to stay home from school. I'd watch TV and see all these commercials that said they'd send you a free gift, except you had to pay for them to send it to you, so it wasn't really free, was it? There's a lot of people who think that the gift of salvation is like that, that they have to earn it in some way, but it's just not true. Like Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Our story today is called Really Free. As Cypress sat down at the kitchen table to eat breakfast, an advertisement on the cereal box caught his attention. "Free gift," he read. "Turbo Power Race Car. See details on back." Cypress turned the box around so he could see the back. "Mom, look! I can get a turbo power race car for absolutely nothing. A car like that costs at least $20 at the store." "Let me see that package," said Mom. "That offer sounds too good to be true." She studied the information about the car. "Cypress, did you notice what you need to include in the online order form for this car?" "No," said Cypress. "What?" Mom pointed to the small print on the box. "You need to upload receipts showing that you purchased 4 boxes of cereal this month, and you also need to pay a shipping and handling fee so the car can be mailed to you." "What?" Cypress reached for the cereal box and read the words on the back. "After buying the cereal and paying for shipping, you'd probably be spending more than you would if you bought one of those cars at the store. That doesn't sound free to me." Disappointed, Cypress put the cereal box away. "When something is offered for free in cases like this, there's often something to buy first or some other requirement," said Mom. Cypress sighed. "I guess people have it right when they say if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is." Mom sat down at the table next to Cypress. "Well, that generally is the case. But I do know of one offer that also sounds too good to be true, and the gift really is free." "It is?" said Cypress. "What is it? Have you gotten it already?"
"Yes, I have. It's the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life," Mom replied with a smile. "It's free to anyone who trusts Jesus as their Savior."
Cypress grinned. "I guess I should have thought of that. Since I trust in Jesus, I've already gotten that free gift, too."
"It's a gift anyone can have," said Mom. "Now, let's thank the Lord for our breakfast and for his free gift of eternal life."
How about you? Do you like to get gifts? A gift is something that's free. You can't earn it or buy it, but you do need to receive it. Jesus offers us the gift of eternal life. He paid the price for it by dying on the cross for our sins. Have you received that gift? Trust in him today and accept the gift he's offering you.
If you'd like to learn more about what it means to have the gift of salvation, get your parents' permission first, and then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Romans 6:23.
"The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
And our key thought for today, salvation is free.
Hey, Mom and Dad, it is easier than ever to get the Keys for Kids stories delivered right to you every day. All you got to do is check your email. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. It's a super easy way to share it with your kids or to pass it on to friends and family. Remember, it's keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.